Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Yo, what's up?
It's
I'm gonna kick it with the mind, y'all know.
It's
yo, Slim, can I kick it right here? Here we go.
It's
time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. It's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
It's time.
Yep, yep.
Time to make the change.
Here we go.
We are the people who can do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's time. Time to make the change. We are the people who can do it.
Yo, mob, kick it for me one time.
What is the world?
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this glorious Wednesday, it's a beautiful Wednesday, it's a hump day, and we're hoping that some people get over the hump. Amen. It's going to be a big hump, 6 o'clock. I hope it ain't a frog in some throat. Let's be as decent as possible today. You know we're under heavy manners, amen. Can I say that? Is it great? We're under heavy manners today. Don't fight me. I know you want to dive into these things. We can do our best to tiptoe around the subject without being able to, you whistle and I'll point. Let's talk about it, right? Let's be thanked by all my sponsors that continue to be able to sponsor the show. They are good and decent people. None other than Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Ron's Electric, and Wendy's. We want to thank all those persons that continue to be able to support our show. And we want to give you a little something. Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store is having an epic Black Friday sale. Epic Black Friday sale for one day only. Get 20% to 75% off store wide. Get up to 75% off on fabrics and 20% off on all school uniforms. Shop Carrie's Fabric Uniform Store on Mackey Street. You can give them a call at 817-0758. That's 817-0758. And their net items are included. You want to be able to do that. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper in the paper today. You can be able to read the Prime Minister's hit back at claims of neglect. Davis insists that the PLP has done way more for West Grand Bahama and Bimini than the FNM. You know, let's talk about this, right? PS sues the government. A permanent secretary placed on leave has taken legal action against the government, alleging breach of employment contract and neglect that have been caused, that it caused her pain, suffering, embarrassment, and damage to her professional reputation. There's information in there. And Adelaide Mangrove destruction under investigations of information's in there. Guys, pick up your newspaper. And while some progress is underway, some rugged islanders still feel neglected. I think that this is an opportune time as the Prime Minister continues to be able to make these relentless commitments and attachment to West Grand Bahama and Bimini. If my Canada wins today. Let's talk about these things, guys. It's live and in full effect. It's a wonderful thing. Make sure you go and check out my good, decent friend, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, down there on Blue Hill Road, number 407, just east of Golden Gate Shopping Center. They're there being able to do all manner of things and as decent as possible. They got financing for all you jitney drivers and taxi drivers. If you want to be able to get yourself insured and whatnot, you can go over there and check that out. Just ask my good friend, Ethric Bowen, and he'd be more than happy to assist you in getting those things. Over the course of a few months, you ain't got to come up with the whole thing now. So you can get your car insured and get something to eat. This is the place that you want to go. AFS agents and brokers, they can be able to take care of you. Give them a call, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. We're here live and in full effect. It is a beautiful day. I need you to know why. 20 years ago today, inebriated under the hypnotic Gilbies. Talk to me. It's been very clear about this, right? Absolutely inebriated, shaking in my boots with love in my heart and a desire to be able to make a commitment for long term and wrestling against the social pushback by men who wasn't necessarily anchored in faith. Can I say that? I think it's good. It's important for me to say that. 20 years ago, I made a commitment as a young man, 22 years old, to love and cherish one woman for the rest of my life. And I got men and women who would have been married for 25 years at that juncture ask me, what the hell are you doing? Don't get married, which I thought was a wild thing. But only in retrospect, I could understand something. If your holy matrimony and that commitment is not made with a commitment and an allegiance to faith and rooted and grounded in that, there's no expectation that you can go anywhere. 20 years later, sometimes I get it rough. Row days is serious days. I often think, I say, one of my neighbors is hearing me cussing this woman, right? But let's be decent, is hear me good in the morning. Hey, Howard, good morning. How you doing? Good, decent people. I was like, I'm good, yeah. Right. But we love each other relentlessly. We love each other. And I want to be able to say to my lovely bride and wife, happy anniversary. Happy 20th anniversary. Sweet thing, and again, happy anniversary to you, baby doll. You are the only I see. Talk to me. Little sweet thing in the camera, we can get you pregnant later. Amen. You're churning in the car. I mean, let them know. This is what you do. Amen. Love ain't love. Love is only love when you can produce. Amen. Let's produce something. Amen. Praise God. It's a beautiful thing. 20 years down, and I'm hoping we got at least 150 more to go. Right? She says to me, don't worry, I can be with you in heaven. And I said, well, you know, when Rowdy come, I got to tell her, well, I don't know. If you in heaven, I don't know if I'm supposed to be there. This ain't the place. There's some stink around. I said, hold on. She here too? Jesus, you got to get rid of us. Me, huh? You got to make a decision, Jesus. Huh? I don't want to. And she ain't want to be here no how, Jesus. You only got milk and honey. We talked about this when we was there. She said, ain't no conch salad in heaven? I don't know if I want to be here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a wonderful thing we have a good conversation today, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up anywhere. For the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text, 422-4796. We're chopping this thing down today. We can have a good time. Let's be as decent as possible. We ain't talking directly about who to vote for, who not to vote for, voting day, polling day, which poll is doing better, where these guys are concentrated, showing me pictures. Oh, the tribulations has already started. Y'all need to stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. If you didn't anticipate this, you ain't supposed to be in this game. I read in some things. The boat has left us, and we were here from 5. You should have slept there all night. I mean, this is just how it is. This is only Howard. I don't get in people's business. But I know if you got to aim, this is what we got to do. Let's shoot straight with this, right? I appreciate that, guys. You know, I'm definitely waiting on my guy to be able to show up today. Thank you, my brother. I'm waiting on my guy to be able to show up today to get these things done. I want to talk about some things today. Now, let's do this, okay? Let's do this. I'm going to open up these lines. I see the lines already lit up. I'm going to open up these lines, but if you start to talk anything that's leaning, you see, because we could talk, we good. Like former Prime Minister Ingram had indicated about Perry Christie, former Prime Minister Christie. I got to put the flowers on it. Today, put the flowers on it. Amen? You ain't hitting straight down the bow. We got to be decent today. We are under heavy manners from America. And so we have to do our due diligence and apply ourselves accordingly. To the laws that regulate this particular sector and also this country. All right, so the lines are going to be wide open. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very well. I'm just calling to... Today is your anniversary?
Today is my 20th anniversary, November 22nd.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm hoping that you and your dear wife enjoy many, many more, and that the good Lord bless your togetherness.
Yes, praise God. He's already blessed
us. I just trust and hope that as many of us, of our married men and women, hear how excited you are about being married. I hope this will help.
I told you I sleep hard
and
heavy.
I hope this will help to affirm their marriage. Oh, my goodness.
That'll be a wonderful thing. But I sleep hard and heavy, and I don't want to wake up. One time I woke up, and she was over me. I said, oh, what happened? She said, I just dreamed about you. So,
Howard,
I'm a heavy modest today, praise God. Right?
Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me share. I don't know how funny it is or how real it is or what. But anyway... My dear husband, he's been dead now for 18 years.
Wow.
We were married for, if he were alive, we would have been married 50 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
But I always remember when we first got married, on our wedding night, because I'd never slept out of my mother's house before, mm-hmm. I cried almost the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I managed to get to sleep early the next morning,
mm-hmm.
even though he had been sleeping, he woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what happened? What happened? What happened? And guess what he said to me?
Let me see.
You think you could guess?
Well, I think I know what I would say.
What would you have said?
You finished crying yet? Because we got some things to do.
No, he didn't say that. What he said was, I only wanted to see what you look like first thing in the morning.
Praise God. Praise God. And he stayed with you.
I must have met his approval.
Praise God.
Because we were together until his death. But Howard, I want to wish you and your wife.
I appreciate this.
All the blessings, all the happiness.
Yes, ma'am.
The prosperity and good health.
Thank you so much.
You and your family.
I really do appreciate it.
And 20 years from now, I hope you'll be shouting the same kind of applause for your wife.
Yes.
As you're doing now. She is blessed.
She is blessed. Praise God.
I have a personal question to ask you.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Is your wife Cuban?
No, she's not. She, I think she's a percenti. She's born percenti. So the percentis out of Harbor Island, all those percentis is her family.
Okay.
So she, based upon what I'm hearing, she may have Cuban blood.
Okay.
Somewhere down the line.
Okay.
She got some brown eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, when we mad, I attribute that to something different. But praise God, it's a whole different story, right?
Anyway, I want you and yours to have yourselves a happy and beautiful day.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations to both of you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a beautiful day. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I want to talk like this, guys. Give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Listen. I just want to tell you all some stories, but these stories are a little deep. And, you know, my wife, she's keep things. They say, oh, my God, don't talk. Don't say that. Don't tell people that. Right? But these stories is a part of my life. Right? And they're life-shaping and molding stories that I think all of us could learn from. We've been together now, like I said, for 20 years, but we've been together from 2000. I've met her when I was going to Cuba. It was a ton of us trying to be able to get out of the airport, the old airport in Grand Bahama, and going to Cuba. And her father came inside there with a members-only jacket on and a kind gold hat. That could just, you know, he's a bishop now, right? My good, decent bishop presenting, right? He's in Mango Key now. So shout out to Papi. Papi, he sent me some good, decent fish. Praise God for you. He's a good man. Praise God for you, right? So he look around, the whole place is scanning up and down, and then he lock eyes with me, right? Because I'm looking at him, I say, where this old man come from in this members only jacket? Who does wear them anymore? This is my mind, right? But I say nothing, right? Because I had one maybe about 20 years earlier, right? 15 years earlier, right? And I was like, people, stop wearing that. But where did he get this from anyway? Did he have this the whole time? Did this travel with him from the 80s? And I sure this kind gold hat was the same time, right? So I'm looking at him, and he look at me. He said, come here. I went to him. I said, yes, sir, how you doing? I don't know this man. He said, what's your name? I said, my name is Howard Grant. He said, Grant? I said, yes, sir. He said, for Maid Mara? I said, yes, sir. He said, your daddy worked at Freeport News? I said, yes, sir. He played for the Cooling Waters? I said, yes, sir. He said, your uncle is this? I said, yes. You have an uncle who's working in a hotel? Yes. I said, sir, you know my whole family. You asking me all these questions. What happened? He said, you know my daughter? I said, no, sir. I don't know your daughter. He called her over. She come there rolling her eyes, rude, because she's smart. She's smart, petite. I used to call her pocket piece. She could fit in my top pocket, praise God. So I say, hi, how you doing? I'm Howard. Decent, like my grandmother teach me, right? Obviously, her grandmother wasn't a part of this teaching for her because she rolled her eyes in front of her daddy and say, this what you called me for, daddy? This what you, I said, look at the little rude thing. This is what I said to myself. He said, I'd like you to take care of my daughter for me. And I only remembered he said that after I got married. I said, look at this man, put Obe on me. Right? What did he sprinkle? I can't remember him sprinkling nothing. Because he never closed the sentence. It was always, he didn't say, take care of my daughter for me when you go over to Cuba. He said, take care of my daughter for me. And I recall that the night of our wedding. You know, when you say you're responsible now to hit in the glass, bling, 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 on behalf of my wife and I, you got to say these things. All y'all new set who getting married now, you got to say these things on behalf of my wife and I, so forth and so on. And it rushed back to me that this was a predestined thing. Baby doll, I love you very much. Guys, I'm going to take this quick commercial break and be back after this.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Caribbean Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic, and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now peace. You've earned anyhow. Anniversary. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Yes, from all of we. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. May you love each other and live happily. Of the good times and the pain. Good health, yes, may it follow you. Then give God thanks, whatever you do. And happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Yes, from all of we. Oh, happy anniversary.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, on this glorious, beautiful Wednesday. We got to do a little bit more, you know, because after 20 years, you know, things become a little bit inconsistent. How are we talking? We're going to use decorum with this also. But we're going to have to get this out. Amen. The inconsistency. Talk to me. Of the pleasure that we as men desire is not easily accessible when we desire. Amen. My God. And that's on two fronts. The first front is that you find yourself in this kind of position that says, yeah, I got to go to work. I got to do this. I tired. But the second one is that your loving partner, amen, my God, is lead with emotion. How am I talking? Can I say this today? Can we talk like this today? My God, I know you want to talk politics. You want to talk these things. Don't fight me. But I got to put this on the table. You cannot lead with emotion. My God. On Sunday, if we rouse Saturday night, it doesn't say that you shouldn't cook. And the food should be nice and fresh, delicious, and don't have heavy salt. Why I say that? Because there will be a question that comes to you. See, for all those who ain't married yet. there would be a question that comes to you. How it tastes. And you, anticipating your next several meals, you have to be able to now swallow your pride and say it's delicious. You know it's salt. You know it's salt. But you got to be decent because you got to have the foresight, the vision. That's why you was the head of the home. You got to have the vision. You got to have the foresight to say, yeah, baby, it's good. You sure? Because I didn't cook that with love. You need to cook with skill. Amen. Not love. I don't know whether or not sous chefs and chefs in the restaurant got to be cooking with love every day. Just cook my food with skills, not emotion. Don't fight me. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are open. Be a part of the conversation. I got a lot of texts coming in say, happy anniversary, Howard. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Thank you so much, guys. I really do appreciate that. And for my wife and I, we want to be able to say thank you so very kindly. He says, Howard, happy anniversary, but let me cause some trouble. You ever wonder if you make the right decision instead of marrying the American gal who wanted you? Well, can I be honest with you? I've never told you all these stories. Can I say this to you, right? There are many, oh my God, watch this. On our 20th anniversary, I think our bond is strong enough for me to tell you the truth, amen? There was a Jamaican. I will not call no names, right? There was a Jamaican in Cuba. Oh my God, for those who was in Cuba, they know this, right? That asked me, Howard, why you never tell me what type of woman you like still? I say, what? This is too much. I like Tally, baby. My God, we have to meet Tally. I can tell you this whole story. This is a deep story. It's a deep story. Now, I told you up to the part where I said, she looked at me, she said, I don't know if we could work out because you like this big circle and I like a small stick. We look like the small letter A. That's what she told me. I said, you got jokes. You got jokes, baby. I tell you what. I can give you 2 weeks to decide if you want me. I said, that's a lot of time because I's a dangerous fellow. Amen? Now, we was living in two different provinces. She was living 4 hours away from me. I had to move from Ciego to Cienfuegos. The 320 people who went to Cuba know this whole story. I moved from Ciego to Cienfuegos. Ciego's with the medical. I went to the technical. I was in the medical space I shouldn't have been there, but I was there for 3 weeks. The 3 weeks I was there, this woman fell in love with me, but she won't play cute. She knows she liked me. She knows she liked the big guy. Talk to me. You know, talk to me, right? So I get to Ciego. When I get there, one Long Island guy like me. Oh my God, I'm not calling no names. I'm the one Jamaican one, two Grand Bahamian one. It was too much. I couldn't take it. Two Cubans. So I call, I say, you make up your mind yet? She said, I love you endlessly, and I can't stop thinking about you. And I said, this me, baby? I know you dream about me. She said, I want to come and see you. She came to the campus. She came to the campus 2 weeks later, a week later. So I tell everybody, I'm waiting for Dali. She got to make a decision. When she came to the campus, my good Jamaican friend, beautiful, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. She see me from afar off. She said, Howard, is that Dali? I say, yes, this is Dali. Dali, she come running. Dali, you make your decision? So she said, yes, we are a couple. So I said, I guess we're a couple. Look at this. She said, oh my God, you made such a good decision. Howard is a good man. I met her mother. Her mother said, oh, my daughter, tell me so much about. I said, what your daughter can tell you about me? She don't even know me. This only happened within the space of 2 weeks because I was a dangerous fellow. Talk to me. They was calling me Mr. Love in Cuba. I just had to be decent as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are open. Let's make it light today because I know you want to talk about politics. But we're going to smile today and reminisce on those relationships that we need to be able to rekindle. Let's be able to revive those things. Let's see if we can take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? Let's see. Read a couple of these texts. Let me see if we can do this. So it says, congrats, Howard. Many persons married demons. Oh, Jesus. This ain't that show. But I'm not going to fight you. Many persons married demons. Well, you shouldn't marry a succubus. You need to pray about that. Many people are holding on to their past relationships. Many of them have too much relationships in their past. And when they get married, can't settle down.
they do not know God. That's a question mark. They do not know God. That's a question mark. They lie to God and man. They are very sick mentally and spiritually. Man, y'all can hit me hard with this. I believe that human beings are idealistic. They want to do the right thing, but their conditioning weighs them down. And if they don't have mentorship, if they don't have true leadership that they can identify to move in a particular direction, they tend to go with the flesh desires. And the flesh does not desire commitment or covenant. The flesh merely desires that kind of, that unquenchable hole to be stuffed with pleasure. That's all. That's all the flesh desire. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And that's why you have to have an allegiance that's greater. Because without that, then why stay here? Why stay married? Your wife can't see you. She only could trust you as far as she could throw you. My wife can't even push me. So I can tell you that. Let's take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You on? Hello? I can hear you, but you can't hear me. So it says, Howard, in the 80s, I remember meeting a lovely lady who was a fruit vendor in Wolf Road who was married to a Percenti, and her telling me she's moving back to Harbor Island. Okay, that ain't my people. I don't think that's them, right? But if she's a Percenti, she's their family. So it says, greatest user, me and my woman was together for 23 years, buddy. Row day ain't no joke, but I think I win 47% of the rows. I think that's a lie. That's the lie detector test determined that's a lie. You did not win 40%. If you win 27% of the rows, you did well. I practice rowing. I just be anticipating when she come in, how I can structure my row. And then I always try to fix what I anticipate her going back to. So I try to be able to put, you remember you used to play marbles and you put your little backies right there? I try to create that in my mind. You see me in the house by there. Yeah, but you're wrong for this. Nobody in the house, only me. Yeah, but you are wrong for this. I rowing just in anticipation for when she reach. But I can't win her row. Because when she come and she bring up things from 2000 when I first meet her, I say, listen, baby, we talking about this thing today. What you doing? What you doing? You wouldn't let me win a row. Win a row? You won't be a woman, eh? Only woman is win row. I said, oh my God. So I stopped rowing. I try to put logic on the table. It don't work. This boy, I tell you, she's 5'2" woman. They ain't safe. They said who 5'2". I'm not going to fight you. Howard, Pampa's going up. So be quick, Jorah Magara. No, man. God is a good God. He has blessed me. Amen. He has blessed me. If thou art with seed, thy seed shall come forth. Amen. Praise God. Happy anniversary. Make sure she eat a Kong salad. Happy anniversary, Howard. May God continue to bless you and your marriage. Keep it passionate and always saucy. It's a little bit deep. You're getting a lot. You're getting heavy, right? Howard, I want to talk about One Love. Apparently, was Obi's favorite song and mantra. At least that's what Fred Mitchell says. Why do you think he picked that song, right? Says, Howard, has your wife ever apologized to you for being rude and rolling her eyes? Yes. And no. If you ever get an apology from a woman, I want to be able to say to you, congratulations, sir. I think we should have a small convention to be able to honor you. If you ever got an apology from a woman, I want to be able to give you an award and etch your name in that, in inside the fabric of this thing, and give that to you with roses and say to you that you are a man's man, because every apology I've ever gotten from my wife had a conjunction. I'm sorry, but I just want, oh, baby, that ain't how you apologize. I think we got to go back to the basics to show you how to apologize. Let's take the butt off. I would take the butt off, but, oh my God, it's another butt. There's too much butts. There's too much butts. It's Sir Mix-a-Lot conversation. It's a big butt. I don't like this. Let's just give me with apology. And so you don't win those things. You keep moving on. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hey, how you doing, my dear?
I'm fine, thank you. let me show you one of the curves in winning an argument.
Let me hear it now. Let me write this down.
It's simple. See, we remember things you guys tend to forget.
Mm.
So in order to throw you off course, you start a today's argument with a yesterday's problem.
Mm.
Like that, you don't forget what you practiced.
Mm-hmm.
So you're now off balance. So I got you. And the person that sent in the text about 5-2 women, I'm offended. Because 5-2 is a good number.
5-2 is a good number. Somebody text me and say they can play 20. They can play 20, 2,000. They can box it. They can do all it. If you win a number today, bring something to me. Amen?
Bring it twice out. You need two donations. One for Howard and the second one for Help Me Howard.
Praise God. Because I'm going this weekend. My wife and I have been invited to go down to Coco Plum Bistro and to have a beautiful time with them, Coco Plum Bistro. We're going to be there this weekend to enjoy ourselves with you guys. We anticipated she then gone looking at the menu. She's excited about it. The stuff looks really good. We're going to enjoy ourselves. So if you win anything, leave it right with Jenny downstairs. Amen.
Yes, please.
I appreciate your call, my dear. Thank you so much for saying happy anniversary to me. It's 20 years.
Enjoy.
Thank you, my dear. 20 years I've been with a woman. Oh, my God. 20 years. And women always tell me, happy anniversary. Oh, my God, congratulations. Not one man tell me congratulations, ever. I tell the fellas we in the barbershop, I say, boy, I've been married 20 years. 20 years? And they look at me like I'm stupid. Like, 20 years, boy? Mother's sick, boy. 20 years? No, Howard, why? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. And this always happens. Every single time in the barbershop, this happens, right? Yeah, me and my wife are going to be celebrating 20 years in a couple of months, a couple of weeks, whatever, right? 20 years by Howard? Hold on now, Howard. Hold on. In the Old Testament, men had wives and concubine, man. Why we can't have... Why does conversation always go here? I said, sir, I don't think this applies to me. I already married, you know. We can't make modifications to this. I already reach. You got to have a good relationship to see the thing actually make it happen. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Let me take a next telephone call before we get out of here. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Sparky here.
What's up, Sparky?
Wait, Howard, if you give me a moment to tell you the truth. You like to hear the truth, right?
And the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Go ahead.
I've been on hold from Sanders Beach all the way down West Bay Street, up Nassau Street to Kirky, ground by St. Barnabas, now in the corner of my Market Street, going to turn on a red light. And that's how long you had
which
me
way,
on hold.
Boy, which you way you turning? You turning left or right on the red light?
Can't turn right on Market Street.
I can fight you. Go ahead. Right.
You're getting out, but you could talk now.
I try.
But congratulations.
I appreciate you.
You spent 20 years of being married?
Yes, sir.
I into 40 years of being divorced.
My God.
And let me tell you something, they're the most happiest years of my life.
The 40 years or the ones before that?
The ones after the divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I lasted 8 years of marriage. I mean, started off good, but you know, when you're caught in the thing, and I'm not saying everybody, but when you're caught in, it'll be different. Now, when you start moving out and living together, you find out it was a different animal. Now, I might have been an animal or they might have been an animal, but somehow, I think it was Paul says, better to be alone. But anyway.
That ain't what he said it's better to marry than to burn.
Whatever the case may be.
Okay, go ahead.
The case came up good. You know, we lost one kid. My son, by marriage, was killed in a traffic accident on Shirley Street in 1996. He was 14 years old. My daughter, by marriage, now is 46 years old. She's living in Orlando with three grandchildren, so she's doing good. So everything worked out to be worked out. You know, life's still here. I'm 72, and, you know, whatever the case may be. But Howard, you could talk, boy. Oh, Lord, you could talk. You like Mr. Lang. Y'all don't need nobody to call in.
I try my hardest.
You can talk your whole show by yourself.
I try my hardest. That's what we're here for, is a talk.
So happy anniversary. Sure. And I hope you make it to many more.
I thought you was telling me you was going to drive down to West End. You ain't a grandmama?
No, I get it. I don't want to talk, but nothing but no politics. That's Freeport, that's politics. And your sister, with Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram, that's politics. You're supposed to be talking politics on election day.
I'm not talking politics, sir.
You ain't supposed to mention their name.
Okay.
So when you mention their name, that's politics.
Well, I'll mention the acronyms. We know who they is. Thank you so much, Sparky. I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much. I want to hit something with you, though. You say the 40 years after you was married is the happiest 40 years you ever had. Now, I come to understand something in my studies, right? Fun and happiness is of the devil. Talk to me. How are we talking? Let's just be very clear about this. Because the Bible tells me the joy of the Lord is my strength. But every time I watch anything bad happen, it always starts with some kind of negative influence saying, it'll be fun. Let's go. The devil is a liar. I pursue joy because my yoke is easy. My God, I just get preachy quickly. I just want to be very clear with y'all. Don't let these innuendos, these small, subtle, traditional concepts and ideas stop you from getting married. Let's talk like this. You got, you got 2-4 minutes before we get to the break. I am tired, exhausted, of young, beautiful, educated Bahamian woman saying things like, who? Have children for what? Get married to who? That's bananas. 400,000 people ain't enough. If we look at the statistical data and information to indicate that over the next 15, 20 years, a significant portion of Nassau alone will be underwater, we don't know who can drown. Let's just be very clear. We have to have population expansion. Now, I can't fight you for your liberty. And I think the concept of liberty is a facade, just like democracy. I think that runs concurrent, side and side. The idea that you believe that you're free. How can you be free, confined to a space where everyone else lives? We have a responsibility to contribute to the growth and development and the furtherance of who we are. I got a call this morning to talk to me more specifically about the Eastern Road and how those of a lighter hue still has their history intact some 300 years ago up to now, that their children's children can be able to go back in records and documentation and read where their forefathers were and the steps that they've made, the strategic positions that they've made, and their positions socially. And know that they could walk with confidence because they know who they are. The issue is, we, as the Black diaspora, as Black Bahamians, the 85%ers, many of us don't know our history. Your history is a mystery. And as a result of not knowing your history, you don't know your identity. You're confused by the influx of everybody and everything telling you who you are. And so many persons just kick their feet up. But it's time for you to do some research and expand this country. It's time. It's time for us to be able to build this Bahama land. In 10 years from now, I'd like to see the population to 650,000 people. I think we can do it. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, get to news, and be right back after this.
It's anniversary time, gonna blow your mind. You've stuck together through good and bad times. A little older, you both are now. Peace, you've earned anyhow. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Yes, from all of we. Oh, happy anniversary.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And I'm so dizzy, don't know what it means, but I'll be all right. My head's underwater, but I'm really fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning.
Cause I give you all. Y'all don't know I was in the People Choir too. Amen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, the foundation on this glorious Wednesday. Voting day is my anniversary also. Grateful, grateful to be in your company. Thank you to all those guys who've been hitting me up and saying happy anniversary. I got to read one of these things. I got to read a couple of these things because y'all wild and know big time. So it says, Howard, Sparky saying you can talk is crazy. He calls every talk show every day. Happy anniversary. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sparky, I didn't text this. These are people text. This is Howard. You have me cracking up with this practicing round. I am a woman who apologizes. I don't necessarily like to do it, but it's about maturity. If I was wrong, I was wrong. Full stop. So I try not to be wrong too often. So we don't even know when she's wrong. She have to make a determination when she's wrong. My God, I believe that every marriage. Did you watch that skit what Kenan Peele did for Obama? When you had the guy in the back there trying to be able to translate? I feel like every marriage should have like a translator or a mediator, right? Because men just need to be able, for the confidence purposes. For confidence purposes. Because some of us are not necessarily that strong. Let's be very clear. Some of us don't have the strength to endure and go on another day. We find ourselves at the bottom of the bottle, depressed. Any man. Why? Because you can't seem to win a row. You ain't never right. So if a mediator step in there, we could be able to find ourselves in a better position. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brown and your company. The lines are wide open. Let me introduce my good, decent friend here with me. I know he has a desire as the side of his mouth itches to talk politics. But we're decent today. And we under heavy, heavy manners. Say good afternoon to the people, Garth.
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. It's good to be here again. Howard Grant, hey. I smelled the turkey. I know some of y'all got some ham and some other good food coming your way. Thanksgiving is here, and Santa Claus is on his way. Now, the question really is, as a Bahamian, have you been naughty or have you been nice? And if you look around you, you know, some people we like to give a little bit of clemency to, you know, try to give them a little bit of mercy, a little bit of grace. But a lot of Bahamian people, you know, you're rude. You're just rude. I don't think Santa Claus should give y'all nothing. You know, the way y'all driving on this road, absolutely crazy.
Mm.
Very, very rude.
Mm.
Very uncaring, very insensitive. And then, you know, I look at some of y'all children running around in the yard.
Mm.
You don't even taking care of your children. Some of y'all ain't taking care of your husband, ain't taking care of your wife. I mean, you ain't looking out for your elderly parents. Should Santa Claus be good to the Bahamian people? All right, Grant, I'm here. I'm hoping we can have a great Christmas because I think we've been nice.
It's going to be a great Christmas. I can feel it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I feel like Rihanna. I can feel it in the air. Yeah, I feel it coming. I know it. I know it. There's several songs coming in. Can you feel it? I can feel it. Talk to me. I know this is going to be a good Christmas. Even if I have to travel to West Grand Bahama to enjoy that. Amen.
You recognize what you're saying, right? You're talking about traveling.
This
you're talking about good Christmas.
You see how I try to be decent?
You try to be decent, but a lot of people are hurting too now.
I slipped it in there.
A lot of people are hurting.
Go ahead.
A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people need some money. A lot of people need some jobs. A lot of people need some opportunity. This is the Bahamas in
2023.
It's always about the money.
I don't think so.
I've been here for 54 years on this earth.
I could tell you stories about
I used to be like you, Howard Grant. I used to believe that if you're just good-hearted and nice and you have faith and you believe and you pray that everything's going to come your way. Our issue in this country is not the God that we serve, Howard Grant. Our issue is how we treat each other. And the only way to overcome a man who dislikes you is money. The only way to overcome the way people perceive you is money. Everybody loves a rich man. Talk to me.
I don't want to start with that. I don't. Let me tell you why. You know, I enjoy this. I enjoy having conversation with you. I do.
Let's talk about Dubai then. Why we went to Dubai?
No. I enjoy having conversations with you because you push me to an internal definition. Sometimes we lean heavy in one direction, right? But not necessarily defining why we're leaning. There's conviction that we have.
Could it be age?
Anytime we're talking, I have to be able to identify and look with, you know, like a deer in the headlights. I have to look dead on to why I made this decision when I'm talking with you.
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't believe that it starts with money.
I
always give you a story about my inception. If you heard the stories about what I would have gone through and endured when my mummy was at the height of her career, my mother, in politics, and there was a subtle expectation that I can be able to get something, those were some of the roughest years of my life that really built and molded character. And as I look back in my life, when I didn't have, now this ain't for lazy people. Broke, see if you're broke and you're lazy, you can die. I mean, just two ways about that. I can't lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and the inspiration's going to come one night and knock on your door. And when they walk into your room, I'm not going to do that to you. If you're lazy and you're broke, you're going to die. You're going to die. A hard death. You can't be lazy and broke. That's like me. I was always a big fella. You can't be fat and ugly.
The one thing lazy people know to do,
this conjunction
don't understand is how to hustle.
You know.
What you talking about?
Lazy is lazy, sir.
You ever listen to a hustler?
No, that's beg. Beg and hustle is two different things.
But define that. Let me hear this.
Hustle is a pursuit of a desire. Beg is taking whatever you got. The fella at the gate beautiful was begging arms. The woman with the issue of blood was a hustler. Is in the pursuit of a remedy.
So is a preacher a hustler or is a preacher a beggar?
I don't know. It's pastors and preachers. Preacher is a...
Mm-hmm. They're listening.
I think they hustle. They hustle.
They hustle.
Yeah. They
Why do they hustle?
They hustle the word of God. Because they pursue it. They are tenacious. good preachers. They're tenacious. They are focused. They are driven. They're impassioned. They go to speaking engagements. They're out here embodying evangelism, so forth and so on. It's hustling. It's hustling. A beggar is one who's confined into the walls of the church, and at the end of the month, they are the first one. Well, I don't know. That was a good word from God. Oh, I could put my $100 first. That's begging. That's the structure. That's the structure of begging. You have to know your discernment got to show you the difference between a beggar and a hustler.
Okay, the Bahamas, hustler or beggar? The country.
Indifferent.
Explain.
Undecided.
You're undecided.
No. The nation is undecided where they stand. The nation.
What has convinced you of that?
Our transition from 1970s to the 80s to the 90s. The 90s indicated that there is a spirit of a hustler that exists in us. The Burma Road riot indicated that there is a spirit of relentless hustler that exists in us. The crowd in Clifford Park when the Union Jack fell and the Bahamian flag rose up and everyone spoke with this sort of an idea that there was an air. There was a feel in the air that hit everybody's nostrils and their chest expanded and they knew, oh my God! We got it now, baby. These people, with the spirit of a hustler, went to their children and said, baby, you ain't never got to go to the back of the Savoy Plaza no more. My God.
Mm.
And the government made us beggars.
Mm.
If you want something, come to me.
Mm.
If you want something, come to me. That ain't never who we was. So we're not. We're undecided right now. We're trying to figure out whether or not we get back to the hustling spirit. If we get back to that, we have to eradicate political parties and get back to that 6
and 22. Would you say then a person who goes to a store or who knows how to take the seed off of their plate and put them in the ground and grow food, that is a hustler? Or is that just a wise individual?
Well,
the person who wants to now do the backyard farming, who now wants to do the rough,
That's just you just have to be smart enough. Some people have a green thumb. Some people grow with this kind of expansion. See, hustling has to do with creativity, innovation, and that kind of pursuit. You don't have to be creative and innovative to know that seed, ground, water, grow. You don't have to know that. You just have to have the seed and just get off your tail and plant. The country is undecided when they exist.
But why is that?
And this evening, we will know whether or not we're moving more towards the hustler pendulum or whether or not we swung deep and heavy into this kind of a lazy beggar position. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Praise God. I'm good, man.
Praise God.
I got a side with Sparky, man.
Go ahead.
I really was holding so long, till my lunch even get cold.
Yes.
And then you get that talkative guy there, man. He's also a talkative guy.
Oh my God.
But I only called to wish, I want to say two things to
yes,
the afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to wish you happy anniversary to
yes,
your
sir.
Decent, long Harbor Island wife.
Yes, sir.
Good woman.
She's a good, decent woman.
Okay, I don't know how you put up with you for 20 years. By now, you should have been transferred on to Bahamas bus and truck.
You can't get rid of me.
But praise God.
He's a good man.
Yeah, you're a good man. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Yeah, and then another thing. Paul, decent wife, birthday is today. Portia.
Really?
Yes, Portia. Her birthday is today. I was trying to wish her happy birthday
happy
all
birthday.
Morning, but happy birthday to Portia.
Happy
Fernanda.
Birthday, Portia. Happy birthday to Portia Fernanda. Happy birthday
to you. Yeah, that's Paul, decent wife.
Praise God. I appreciate
God.
You. Thank you so much, my brother.
Yep.
I appreciate your telephone call. I hope I got him. I appreciate your telephone call.
I think you wanted to talk some more.
And I also want to be able to say happy birthday to my good friend Livingston Line, Vinky.
Oh, yeah?
Right, Vinky's birthday is today.
Today?
Yeah, Vinky's birthday is today.
Canada or here?
Yeah. I know last time I see him, he's at the barber shop. He back and forth. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's here or there, but I saw him on Facebook, so hope he's good. Vinky, I hope you're well. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, pleasure. Good afternoon, Brother Howard, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's up?
Right here, man. I want to wish you and the wife a happy anniversary.
Thank you so much, man.
And also, if you would allow me, I want to send a happy birthday to my last-born son,
mm-hmm.
whose birthday is today, the 22nd of November, Adam Sturr, Officer 477. I want to wish him a happy 23rd birthday. May God continue to protect him and give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. Okay, you come in here, you put all these numbers.
Numbers,
on.
I hear the numbers.
People starting writing numbers right now.
477, 23rd birthday.
If I box on right now, November 22nd, 427. Holy, yes, yeah, we can win something today.
Win something today.
Next to the phone. Next caller on the line is live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, good afternoon, my brother.
Yeah, man. In Sparky's case, man, that's the pot calling the kettle black, man. No worry with that. Hey, Elgat. Yeah, man, thanks for returning the call so fast yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Howard, happy anniversary, man.
Yes, sir.
So, Howard, I got my notepad out. Mm-hmm. In 20 years, mm-hmm. on the 20th mm-hmm. of the 11th month, mm-hmm. 2023, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. That's 320s.
20, right, 20, okay, 20. So 202. That's 2022. All right, you get married in 2023. I mean, 2003.
Yeah, 2003.
Yeah, 2003. Mm-hmm. And end up with four children. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, what time it is? Oh, shoot, Miami didn't close 1:14.
Hey, listen, whatever you lick, Jenny is downstairs. She takes envelopes down there. Just stretch Howard across the front. Amen. Me and my wife will smile.
Are you begging or you have something?
No. This is informing, sir. This is merely information. This is not a pursuit of anything. This is me sitting here and just informing you. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
Hey, my brother. What's happening?
To God.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, God, just keep talking. You know, the thing is, I've never disagreed with anything God has said. So I don't know if I've heard everything he said on the radio, but Howard. 10 muff is 4 and counting, because remember you say you want 10, right?
I do want 10, but I don't kill the woman. I love her so bad.
Yeah, but you sounded eugenical when God was speaking the truth about nobody listens to everybody loves a rich man, because see, God is correct. Mm-hmm. And you should have learned that during the scamdemic when I was on the radio talking the truth, and I said I know more science than Bill Gates. Now, he's a computer expert, but because he's rich, nobody was listening to me. So that's just exactly what it is. So you could imagine when... like the Lord come, right? Or if he never went anywhere, like when the judgment come, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got $1 million in your hand, mm-hmm. but the world run out of grits or plywood or whatever some supplies they have. You know the world is a supply chain corruption. They call it disruption.
Mm-hmm.
So you have money in your hand, but if I have a field of corn and coconut and avocado and I don't want to sell it to you, that your paper money doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not even if it's gold and silver. So what I wanted to say...
We saw this in Venezuela already.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this in Venezuela.
It happened in Germany, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Howard, man is being socially engineered, mentally snared, mentally raped into commercials and consumerism. What's the name of the guy, Garth? Bernays, what's the name of the guy? He was the father of consumerism. And they gave you the idea how they play with the people's mind. You know, you go on the internet. You know, I've been looking at some sewing machines and everything popping up at all type of different sewing. I didn't even know so much different sewing machines.
The algorithm does that.
Now.
The algorithm.
So what I'm saying is, humanity has been snared in that we have lost love for one another and we began loving inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
And so we become objects. And this is what it is. And so the only reason why people want to be rich is because they hear about it and they see other people rich. This is the reason. You had a fool come on the radio. Was duped by Bill Gates' humanitarian or philanthropy. He can't see through it. He doesn't understand that Mr. Gates has double-fold his income in the guise of philanthropy. You see what I'm saying? You have to follow these people. When you just jump on the bandwagon, you're very misinformed beyond the norm. You actually are naive once you believe what you hear right away. Without mm-hmm. going down the rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
so this is where it's at. You know, it's all well and good to be rich, but what happens is you realize where the world is pointing to. The poor really has no right to life now. See, you guys don't realize that. You know, I don't need no one to agree with me here. Mm-hmm. The poor has no right to life. You can see it with the healthcare system and just the whole oligarchical structure of how the world is set up. They can actually inflation actually segregates the poor from enjoying life. You saw during the pandemic, and they're still running these mindless commercials about get vaccinated, et cetera. For all I don't like to call you a dummy, because if you see what's going on, you still want to get vaccinated. That on you. Now, what I'm saying is, the status quo narratives will always win because Like I said, I was a voice in the wind, a sheep in the pasture, a rasta. Let me tell you, Howard, I'm sick of humanity and its ideals, you know, because most of us on the plantation don't think deep enough to even see what is next.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about disease X.
Mm-hmm.
It's Howard. You realize, you know, they have already had simulations about disease outbreaks. They are masterminding humanity and driving humanity like a car. I don't need no one to agree with me, Howard.
Of course.
You have to follow this paradigm. So I was having an argument with my younger brother, and so he sent me something about some quotations from a rich man. I said, I don't hear nothing from no rich man with no rich man. see, people just really don't get it, you know, Howard. Everyone don't want to be rich, you know. If you give me 1,000 sheep and 5,000 goat and 10,000 cow, I rich. And 10,000 avocado tree and 10,000 this and that for mulberry and mine, I rich. Because at the end of the day, you stand up when your judgment come on a catastrophic existentially event happen. You stand up with your bag of money. What that mean for you? See, so we all are fools, Howard.
Nothing.
Yeah, Howard, we are fools.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you have to be able to see true humanity as time go by. Don't get caught up in the temporary, you know. The Bible says the beginning and the end. So if you get caught up in the middle with the riddle and the fiddle, that's on you, my brother.
My God.
Ancient man, give thanks and praise. I would iron with no one, you know. Because all man, you know when man get the most wisdom, I didn't tell you this before, right? When he sit on his dying bed and he defecating up himself, and then he can say what he should or what he could have. And so even as you look at the God to comment on this too, when you look at how the rich, see, the rich have certain stipulations within the law, how they can hide their wealth under the foundation and trust how they set it up in the state. See, I'm trust fund and all that. But the rich people are actually, the hedge fund managers and all the wealth and economic investors, they tell you how to duck taxes, but not the poor man. So one question before I go, maybe you and God have heard it. You ever heard about George Bernard Shaw?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you know one of the ideas of George Bernard Shaw? Well, you know what he said? That if he was, like, the ruler of the world, he would summon government, demanded that every citizen be called before a panel and to state the reason for their existence. And if they couldn't give a reasonable, sensible reason for their existence, he put them to death. So you guys have to wake up to eugenics. We are all underread and being spooned by a bunch of garbage. The devil has a big foothold in this world, and everybody here is up in somebody else. You know what? That's why nobody can see the truth. Give thanks. Fire.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate you. I see things differently.
Why?
You should mean why?
Howard, listen to what you...
The same reason why I look different from you.
Howard, listen to what I'm saying.
Diversity leads to the fullness of who what life is.
You know, it is that same
and
strength.
And leads to balance.
It is that same strength that you have that has also played a role in not moving the Bahamas forward. That very same tenacious belief. Yes, not. Capital N-O-T. Not. You're so comfortable in your idealism that you're not looking at the reality.
I think that's incorrect.
Oh.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Was a pirate and buccaneer a criminal or was they a hero? Let me hear it. Criminal or hero? Let me hear this.
Okay, let's be decent about this.
Criminal or hero?
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't.
Why not?
I can't do that because the annals of time and history, just like tribulations that political parties and individuals go through, time and history makes a determination as to whether or not they made a good decision then to be able to see a change now.
Okay, so let me put this to you why I said that to you. And it was kind of a bit trapped, see, so I apologize to you on your anniversary. And thank your beautiful wife for bringing that gift to me last night. Oh, Lord, I had to share a little bit, but it was good, Howard. You're a good man. You're a decent man.
You gotta tell everybody you get fish.
I ain't say nothing but no fish. But I only say thanks for the gift. I said gift.
It was too wide open.
I say gift.
But okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus, and
go
you brought it that night. But go that's good, like Nicodemus.
Go ahead.
Howard, the reason what I'm saying to you is that look at how we teach Blackbeard and Bonnie, Captain Kidd, and all these notorious. We say notorious. What about R.M. Bailey? What about A.F. Adderley? Huh? What about Sawyer? What about all these other people who we know, McPherson? Where are they in our history books? Who is the villain? Who is the hero? Who are we following? Why do we follow them? And I think your caller just now is making that very clear. What makes you want to believe what they put before you?
But let's be very clear. There is no following. There is no following in this country.
Of who?
There's no following.
Of who?
There is indifference that exists here. There is indifference. There is nothing that propels the Bahamian people now to activate and step out on their beliefs. There's nothing. Your political organization doesn't do it. Bahamian people are only doing what the rhythm of tradition indicates that they should do at this juncture. Not that they're convinced, compelled, and they're convicted to do this thing.
That's too much work.
That ain't, it's too much. They ain't got time to think about
that's
that.
Too much work.
They go with the rhythm of sheeple. That's just what it is. So when you start to talk about whether it's Anne Bonny or whether it's Clive Davis or whether, it don't matter. It don't matter whether it's Sawyer, whether it's
B.K. Barnaby.
It don't
this.
Matter. None
they
of this matter.
But they're teaching this in social studies?
No. All that is to prepare us.
For who?
To work in a formal society. That is the curriculum that we have right now is for us to ascend to a tertiary position in Europe. That's what our basic, that's what it is. The foundational curriculum that we ingest right now is for us to matriculate eventually into a system designed for Europeans.
So when your callers call in and say to you that we're still British, the British still run the show, the royal family still runs the show, you're agreeing to that then?
That's exactly what it is. There's no two ways about that. There's no two ways about that.
So in all of this and all the shaking and the dancing, at the end of the day,
the neo-colonialism that exists here is smoke and mirrors, is the deception, is the engineering of democracy.
What frees you from that?
What frees you from that,
yes,
is identity. Education
identity?
About is an education about who you are.
Boss man, the only thing I know could free you from that is money. Are you hearing me?
You keep saying money.
I gotta tell you that is the listen, I am 50.
That is your conviction.
Listen, okay, let me say this to you.
I have lived,
this is my experience, not yours, but this is my experience, right? I have lived the way you've spoken. Listen to me, I've been to school 9 years. I've had all types of jobs abroad. I've worked here in the Bahamas. I have shared what I've had. I have been a part of society. I have believed in the Bahamian people from the elderly straight down to the baby that was just born. I've been to church. I've preached in church. I've done church throughout the region. And at the end of the day, I've come back to the one same conclusion, Howard Grant, man. With all that I've done, for who I have done for, you receive disrespect in return. For whatever reason, the universe returns disrespect. But the minute you have money, listen to me. When you see the sheik comes to Paradise Island, man, all knees bow and all tongues confess. When Bill Gates came here, when Shaquille O'Neal comes here, when the celebrities come here, look at the reaction of our people. Not because they are dark-skinned, not because they are light-skinned. It's because of who they are by what they have. Nobody respects a broke man. Nobody.
Garth, you got to stop saying that.
Oh,
Garth, I don't agree with you, and I'm not going to agree with you. I'm not going to put myself in a position to be able to denigrate my convictions and say to my children, the only thing that actually causes you to be socially buoyant is money, not value, not conviction, not understanding there is a purpose and contribution back to society, not understanding that the legacy, that the word of God, the foundation in which I teach,
see?
My children,
see?
That says that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. That inheritance always ain't money. That inheritance is conviction, a very clear understanding and commitment, especially when the divers and the crows and the snakes and the vultures exist externally.
That's what Christopher Columbus wanted you to believe. You believe exactly what they wanted you to believe.
Christopher Columbus?
Yes, 1492, when they came here, they brought the Bible and they brought the sword, and you took the bait.
So how do we exist prior to that?
How do we exist? Well, we were living good. Oh, we were living good. The Arawaks?
No.
Oh, we were living good. We had gold,
sir,
and we had food,
sir,
and we had women,
sir,
and we could move around in our boats.
Sir.
We didn't have no VAT. We didn't
sir.
Have no taxes.
Sir.
We were living very good.
Look at you and look at me. We are not Arawaks.
I am.
We're not Arawaks.
I live like Arawak.
The closest to Arawaks we have in this country live in Red Bay. The closest. They are the Seminole Indians.
They're my
that
people.
That travailed from America.
They're my people.
And found refuge,
yes,
in North Abaco,
yeah,
on Red Bay. That's the closest you get to Arawaks. We are Negro.
No man like Arawaks.
Stop it. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Christmas, Wendy's and Coca-Cola are back with $40,000 in cash and prizes for you. Enter to win your share of $40,000 in cash every week. There are two ways to enter after you purchase.
Cash! Give me that cash!
First, fill out your receipt, including the skill questions. Then scan your QR code at the register to upload it. Or visit Wendy's Bahamas Facebook page, like the Enter to Win link, and upload your receipt. Simple as that. Come and get your money.
My money.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's festive giveaway with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Holiday Madness is going on now at BWF Wilton Street. Deals, 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 and more deals. Come save with us. Get up to 50% off during Black Friday pre-Christmas 6 days blowout sale event. For all you need and more this holiday season, shop BWF for super savings. Doorbuster specials, lots of prizes, surprises, and giveaways Monday, November 20th through Saturday, November 25th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big on Christmas supplies, junkanoo and craft supplies, appliance combo specials, barbecue grills, household, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden, hardware supplies, industrial and power tools, generators, compressors and pressure washers, and much more. BWF Black Friday pre-Christmas sale. Number 13, Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. BWF, we are more than just our name.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you're kicking me out. Got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in your beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what it is, but I'll be alright. My head.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company. It is D-Day, and it is A-Day, which is anniversary, and D-Day, which is decision. Guys, we got a multiplicity of things happening on this day, and we're doing our best to tiptoe around it, and you may see me poke a hole in it, right? But we under heavy manage today. We're not going to be talking about this thing. West Grand Bahamas definitely being able to deal with those things. And I'm celebrating a happy anniversary, 20th anniversary for my wife and I. I'm 20 years together today, November 22nd. Happy anniversary, baby doll. She says, thank you to all those persons. Big thank you to all those persons who are sending anniversary shouts out to us. Today, we're actually having a good conversation about where we are. God, I am indifferent about some stuff, man. I can't lie to you. I can let some callers get in here before we can get please to do that. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next caller, call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, pleasant.
What's up, Anton? Anton, we ain't talking no politics today. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
All right, bye. Be able to.
Okay, go ahead.
Today's your anniversary.
Amen.
I ain't going to fight you.
Praise God.
But again, before I say anything, let me start by expressing a happy anniversary. And
I appreciate you, man.
To yourself and to Mrs. Grant. On, you said it was 20 years?
20 years.
20.
20. 2-0. Yes, sir.
2 decades.
2 decades. Don't make it stretch it out. Don't stretch it out.
And you're still a young man.
And I am. I try to be. My hair getting gray, but I know that's some stress they're trying to put on me.
You still have some time left to conquer the future.
Praise God.
Or more of it.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you all to continue strong and may God's blessings, strength, guidance, and divine favor be with you all as you move firmly towards the future.
Thank you, my brother.
Turning back.
Thank you, my brother.
Now, on the matter of what you and God discussing, right? Mm-hmm. God.
Yes, sir.
Now, look here. I have some troubled waters with some of the things that you're expressing, Howard, right now, because...
Help me.
It ain't only, and it's not all about the money, and we are not all alike, God.
But the Bible itself, Antoine, not cutting you off, the Bible itself talks 60% about money.
I understand that. I understand 60. That. But here's my point. Here's my point.
60. Not 20. 60.
Hey, God.
Go ahead, Antoine. I'm here.
Here's my point. What I'm saying to you is we are not all alike. You cannot measure all mankind, all man, woman, nor children with the same measuring stick.
That is correct.
We do not all bow to the almighty dollar.
That's correct.
We certainly do not all bow to wealthy men. Or
and we are not all rich. The majority of us are broke.
And hold them up as God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all about the money. While we do need the dollar to pay our bills and to be able to help our brother men, wherever the case lies.
Need.
We do not all bow to rich or wealthy persons, and certainly not to the almighty dollar. I believe that integrity counts for something. Mm-hmm. Character counts for something in the conversation.
Can I ask you a question quickly, sir? My good friend?
This ain't a trick question. It was to try to put it harder.
Well, I got to. We live in the Bahamas. You see one of our voluptuous, beautiful, sweet-looking women, because you know we got the best women in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're talking to this woman. Tell me how long it can take from the time you start talking to the point of... Sweet boy.
Garth, you put...
I asking him a question, Garth, Mr. Howard Grantman.
You are wilding out.
Tell me how long... Not everybody's the same. Not all women are the same. But let me ask you on a general average, how soon do you think she can ask you for something? Let me hear this. And don't have it. And if you don't have it, tell me what's going to happen.
Listen.
And no, man, don't go there, man.
Let him answer.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, and behind me, let me answer the question, man, Garth. Hey, Howard.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I believe you also subscribe to this notion. And I believe that you certainly would have had this experience in your situation, mm-hmm, with Mrs. Grant. Not all women are alike. I fortunately have not met up with those kinds of women, God. And if I did, I would run far away from them. I don't want nothing to do with that kind of woman.
I can't.
And we are the best women in the world, in the Bahamas.
That's just me.
But if I meet one of those kind of women, what you talking about? I would put all
break
the
off.
Distance in the world that exists between me and them.
Break
but
off
I've been fortunate not to meet them.
So how many women you figured Obama's married broke men? Let me hear this. See, give me a percentage.
Look here. God, Howard started to explain it to you, and I agree.
He will hear it from me.
Wealth is not only measured by dollars and cents, my brother. Wealth is not only measured by dollars and cents. It's not only measured by education either. Okay? That's a part of the problem. What we have in this country today, we are using the wrong formulas and expecting to have the right outcome. You got to put some character in there. You got to put some being prepared to sweat by the sweat of your eyebrow for an honest day's living in there. It ain't only dollars and cents or wealth.
This,
it ain't only education.
This is the turnaround conversation, Antoine. This is what I'm trying to say. You're saying exactly what I want you to say.
But hold on. You don't hear from me. We hear from Antoine.
No, I want the people to say it.
With the right formula. But anyway, you know what?
I appreciate you, Antoine.
This is DJ on Howard. I'm down there in West Grand Bahama.
Boy, you're slippery. You're slippery. You're slippery. We ain't talking about that today. You're slippery.
Bye, Antoine. Bye, Antoine.
You're slipping. He start off good. But then he slip off.
Slipping in the darkness. He didn't stop it, Antoine. Listen, I just want to be very clear. When I was in school...
Listening.
When I was in high school,
mm-hmm,
girls mature faster than boys. So when we were still playing around and running up and down and so forth and so on, they were taking care of themselves, their hygiene, so forth and so on. They start, like we say in our colloquialism, start showing and so forth and so on, right?
Okay.
And so they start to clean up themselves and present themselves like young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We still, many of us, young boys, still kicking the can. Literally, we used to play. We used to play football and soccer with the hard bluebird cans, right?
Yeah.
You remember the little small 50 cents,
yeah,
the little bluebird
can?
Many of us bleed when I hit our head. We play football with that, right?
Yeah.
We play it straight through, right?
I'm happy.
And what happened is that by the time we hit the ninth grade, girls was maybe 2, 3, 4 years ahead of us in terms of maturity.
They were checking the boys out of school. They
and they identified, no, that's the truth, but any one of us who was lucky enough to get a woman or young girl whilst he's in school, it was done by a process of elimination. And we learn this over time by listening into their conversations. And 15 years old, young girls would say things like, he has potential. Now, we don't know that. We, as young men, have no idea what this potential means. But whatever the deduction value was, however they deduced it, all of us was already broke. We didn't come to school. We had no money. We had just enough money to buy a patty, a juice. I tell you what the story.
But what is the potential, though? What's the potential?
But that ain't my measure. That ain't my measure. When women say you have potential, it does something different to you. It makes you to understand that there's value in you going forward. And so now you start cleaning up yourself. You bring your little sponge to school. You clean your shoes. You get your little mirror. You keep your hair cut, so forth and so on, to be able to keep this potential alive. As you grow and matriculate to society, you still have that in your mind. In pursuit of finances, but you still have that, what the Frenchman would say, that je ne sais quoi. You have that element about you. Many of us may not necessarily have the money, but you don't diminish a man because of not having these financial virtues. Howard Grant ain't got the money right now either. Let's be very clear. But baby, I could talk your guts out. I could talk you down to the ground. And any environment you put me in, I got ideas, plans, and innovation, and I could access those things. It's just in due time and due season.
How old you was?
When my season is upon me, my brother, I can access my thing.
I need some people who my age. Call Howard for the last couple of minutes of the show. People my age, who grew up in the 80s.
But that don't mean nothing.
I want to call and testify.
But that means nothing because I know men your age still preaching and still teaching from the pulpit. Thus saith the Lord.
Where are they driving?
Because we only have one decision to make in this life. Choose ye this day between God and mammon. You having a conversation with mammon. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Maybe just the touch of a hand will me I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Unlock dream deals this Black Friday at Alive with up to 55% off select Ring devices. Instantly upgrade your home security with 24/7 remote monitoring, motion detection, and instant alerts. Want full protection? Save even more by bundling your devices. From the front door to the backyard, secure your home with products like our Video Doorbell 4 and floodlight cameras. Shop online at BeAlive.com or at select Alive stores in Nassau and now available in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, and Exuma. Alive, believe in best.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here in my heart, I believe.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, doing our best to be able to identify what's happening in West Grand Bahama today, D-Day. It is by-election day, polling day for all those persons in West Grand Bahama. I know that we anticipate with great, great, great anticipation to see what's going to happen today. If it's anything like we expect, we should know by 3:30, 4 o'clock today, right? And then we probably hear from former Prime Minister. And I was looking for him, and then I wanted to write the concessions.
No, just leave that alone.
alone, Howard. He'll talk with us.
I try to be as decent
don't
as possible.
Decent. Leave right? it alone, Howard.
So, I want to read some of these texts before we get out of here, right? Because I'm celebrating my anniversary, the 20th anniversary today. I want to be able to do be as decent as possible and do that. There's some texts coming through. Let me see if I can do as a rapid read. It says, please ask God with percentage of people who he said are hurting can do better, but just depend on the government. Since the text is coming through, right? You answer that quick. One question, one word.
Read them all.
Okay, let's go. It says, Howard, if a man loses his job, they lose their woman. Money matters. I never lost my woman. I tell you about how I lose my job. Praise God. Right? So let's talk about this. He says, the brother speaking of money has accepted a myopic view of the Western world. The capitalist society has corrupted his thinking. He is lost. It is so sad. This is text is coming through. It says, potential. LOL, nah, bro, you either got money, you're older, or you're one of them bad boys, athletes, or a smooth talker. Some other things ain't one call off of potential. But potential was before the 90s thing, eh? Potential was before the 90s thing. It says, your woman is a rare unicorn, Howard, and I love my unicorn.
We've
my
been
God.
Saying this, Howard.
She
I've
got Skittles.
This.
My
and,
God.
And Howard, I'm going to keep my comment God. To 1 minute because it's your show. I want you to close your show properly. Listen to me. Everybody who knows me knows one thing about me. Money has never, ever been important to me. Never. I've never worshipped money. I've never lauded for money. When I did my first master's degree, I worked 5 jobs to pay for my tuition. I got 3.5 hours sleep a night, 156 graduate credit hours. When I did my second master's degree, I worked 2 jobs and paid for it cash. I do not have an employer. Why? Because I don't want someone's money to believe that they can control me.
Wow.
I am an independent individual. I wish more Bahamians can be independent. Money is useful. Money is a tool. But your character and your love and your concern is what the Bahamas should be all about. I'm just simply saying.
Let me read this. It says, I am certain that you will get canceled now, Howard. You are actually asking Bahamians to do research about their history and their roots. Do you know that this will uncover a rich history that stretches all the way to Benin, Africa, which can result in immense self-pride, self-respect, self-esteem, and ultimately self-determination. Wow. You are trying to upset the status quo.
Liberation.
We are deeper than the surface.
Liberation.
We are deeper than the rhythm of an engineered democracy.
This is the foundation.
We are deeper than they tell us, than the education they feed us. Our depth exists in our DNA.
I love your listeners, Howard.
Our
they
depth
are, they are also
exists
deep.
In our spirits.
These listeners, they're on you.
We call for higher, baby, and let's find that thing. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. Give me a call, 827-0111. I got a lot of persons to be able to come in. If we could steal away a few seconds, you know we're going to be talking politics. This is the foundation, ladies and gentlemen. D-Day in West Grand Bahama. Hit my phone later on. We can talk about this thing. I may go live and in full effect. Let's do these things. Guys, have a beautiful day. Stick and stay for Chicago Line right after this.
Can I sing this with no apology? Grams, won't you sing about your lady?
She's still loving me.